That was soprano Raquel Suarez-Grohn, who sings the role of Mother in Toledo Opera's upcoming production of Ragtime. Good afternoon, and I have four different people actually here, and five if you count Kevin, right? Kevin is an accompanist for the singers that we have today. Raquel Suarez-Grohn, who joined us on the podcast a while back. People can still find that podcast online at our website, WGTE.org, talking all about Ragtime. And we also have another singer, Derek Davis, who sings the role of Cole House Walker Jr. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we also have the director, Jim Norman, who is here, as well as the conductor, J. Ernest Green. May I call you Ernie?
Please.
Okay. And Kevin Bilsma is going to be playing for our singers today. Well, Ragtime is happening April 19th and 21st. It's Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can find out more information at ToledoOpera.org, or you can call their box office 419-255-7464, or SING, which is, we talked about that briefly last time. And I should mention that Toledo Opera is a sponsor of programs on WGTE. So, Raquel, tell us about the aria that you sang as Mother. First of all, maybe you should talk a little bit about what you represent, right?
Yes. So Mother in the show really represents change. She is from the upper class family in New Rochelle, and she ends up taking in a baby and the mother, who are both black, and the husband is very much the opposite of me. He is the example of staying static. He wants everything as it was before. And the mother is very open-minded, and she's, I think for that time, also very progressive in her way of thinking. And so in this song of Back to Before, he literally says right before I sing, "Don't worry, Mother, everything will go back to what it was like before." And she knows that it can never happen again, and that their relationship really can't continue. Because she's grown as a person and he has not. Yeah. So it's a very powerful, powerful song.
Yeah, and definitely hearing you singing it, it brings out a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And demands a lot of the singer as well. Well, speaking of singers, we also have Derek Davis with us, who plays the role of Cole House Walker Jr. I wonder if you could follow Raquel's lead and talk a little bit about what you represent in this show.
Yes, yeah, so Cole House, he represents the black community specifically in the United States, and more specifically in New York. And the journey that he takes through the show brings him to a space where it exemplifies the pain and the struggle and the anger and the frustration that resides in the black community. But the show is so brilliantly written because it starts you off showing his humanity and how the things that he's faced with and the things that he encounters lead him to becoming this, from the outside looking in, angry, frustrated, and visceral individual. But at the core of it, he's really fighting for the world to be able to recognize and respect the fact that he's just a human being, just like everyone else.
Yeah. Have you sung this role before?
Once before I did, yes.
Yeah, so you're familiar with it, obviously.
I am.
Both as a singer and as a consumer, I imagine.
Indeed, for sure.
The one family that we don't have here, this is really about a trio of families, right? And the Jewish family is represented by a different singer who's not here this morning, although I understand he will be at rehearsal today.
Yes.
I hope so.
Maybe, Jim, you can talk a little bit about the Jewish family and what they
represent. Sure. They're immigrants from Latvia, which is over there in Eastern Europe. And they come in through Ellis Island, so we get to experience that. And he has brought his little girl, and the mother has died. So he is a father, you know, taking care of this little girl in a new land who, you know, they look at prosperity. And in the Lower East Side tenements of New York, that was not the case. And he finds that it's much more a struggle for him because of the not only racial problems, but the religious backlash that his groups faced, especially back then in the early 1900s in New York, which is, you know, based on history. So he finds that it's not, you know, the American dream when he first gets here. And through the second act, we find that maybe he comes into something, just, you know, kind of being the American dream comes to him by hard work and sticking with it. And he wants to make a good life for his daughter.
Yeah. James Norman, who is directing the show, talking
yes.
there. I want to turn it over to Ernie Green, who is the conductor of the program today. Ernie, have you done this show many times before?
I have never done. This is my first Ragtime.
Wow, your very first.
My very first.
So, with the singers sitting here in the room, what is the state of the singing?
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to ask you guys to cover your ears, right? I'll turn your microphone.
We're going to use the silent button.
Oh, yeah. We hear you. We hear you well.
Yeah. How's it been going?
It is. This is a dream cast, flat out, from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just we were in rehearsal yesterday, and literally as we worked through something, I thought, okay, that's really, you know, we really kind of nailed it. And then we did it again and it was better. And then we did it again and it was better. The two that you just heard, Raquel and Derek, are both just extraordinary. And the emotional depth that they bring to the music is something, you know, there are lots of, and Jim and I have talked about this many times. There are lots of great singers out there, but when you find people that bring that emotional depth to what they're doing, it is like lightning.
Yeah.
And it's really extraordinary.
Well, it's demanding singing, very demanding
singing.
Oh my
gosh. There's nothing about this show that's not demanding. It is no romp in the park, that's for sure.
Well, I think that Toledo Opera is certainly up for the challenge.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. These singers especially, and the whole cast, the emotional depth, as Ernie was talking about, it's just the whole package.
Yeah.
And we're doing this on a quicker schedule than we would normally put together an opera. And they've come in and just hit it out of the park. And it's been a lot of fun just to kind of toy. We've only had two rehearsals, and we've already gotten all the way through Act One, so we get to toy a little more as we go. So yeah. It's going to be really special.
Well, we have had some of the main singers from Ragtime here, but it's a big cast, right?
It is a huge cast. We have 45 in the ensemble, which also encompasses a lot of the little speaking parts of a conductor or a reporter, a town bureaucrat.
Not this conductor.
No, not that conductor. Everyone says, really, there's a conductor? It's a train conductor, believe it or not. Yes.
No baton needed. I thought I had lines when I saw conductor.
No. So it is an ensemble of 45, and then there are another 15 or 16, I can't remember off the top of my head, of main parts that come in and out. So in an orchestra of 28, which I think Bernard Dotson, who's playing Booker T. Washington, who was in the original ensemble in 1998 of Ragtime, was his first Broadway show, he said, wow, I don't think we even had that many in our Broadway pits. So
yeah.
Ernie and I, we had the orchestra rehearsal the other night, and it's going to sound lush with that many pieces.
You're giving it the full operatic treatment.
We are giving it the full operatic treatment. Yeah.
So let's talk about the arias that you guys are singing today. Raquel, we already heard you sing Back to Before, and Derek, you're going to sing your aria, Make Them Hear You. These are both from the same act. When do they occur in the show?
My song is in the second act, okay. So it's almost towards the end of the show where she really has grown into a different woman who stands up for herself. And
yeah.
Mother has the biggest arc, character arc,
yes,
and development of all of the characters, and you see her change the most.
Yeah. Well, it also has lots of different, you know, moods and emotions that are expressed, and those are in the music, right, I would assume, as well as your singing. Does that occur before or after, Derek? You see, I'm betraying the fact that I don't know Ragtime
We get Mother's, I would say, epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple scenes later, Derek has, because of a death of his beloved, Sarah, he goes on a rampage through New York and New Rochelle and kills a few people and burns a few things down. And, you know, he's trying to come together with his rage. And he takes the Morgan Library, which is an actual place in New York City on Madison Avenue, takes it hostage, and all of the precious things that are in there that J.P. Morgan is not happy to have him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gathers his Cole House's men, as they're called, his group, mm-hmm. and, you know, they try to get him. It's a hostage negotiation, and he, because he is a human and has empathy, he doesn't want anything to be harmed with his men. he's willing to give up himself. So he sings this song, Make Them Hear You, which pretty much ends the show except for the epilogue, which this ragtime, and it's interesting, we in rehearsal yesterday, great actors and actresses are looking at each other because they're supposed to relate, but there are lines that are just given and we break the fourth wall to tell the story. So it's very presentational, and the epilogue is that. So what happened to Father? Well, he was on the Lusitania when it was torpedoed. He's dead. You know, and you go through all the different, Emma Goldman, the anarchist, was, you know, arrested again, and this time, yep, she was deported. So that happens, but Derek's song is the last character song in the piece before this epilogue.
Well, I understand that you have like a parental guidance kind of warning.
Because of language, we're rating this PG-13 because there is, and it's something that Kevin Bilsma, my co-artistic director, and Suzanne Rorick, our executive director, when we decided to do this, I said, we can only do this show if we do the what I would call disturbing language that's in it, because it's a crux in the show. If you don't do it, the show doesn't really mean much. So, It is something that I would hope that the audience will struggle with, that it'll make their hair and the back of their neck stand up and go, I'm uncomfortable with that. That's the reason for it.
Yeah, and I think for different time periods and different generations, that has been expressed through art and even through opera. I mean,
Absolutely. Opera
has murder and all those things in it. It maybe doesn't have the exact language
correct
that you're talking
but
about.
But the themes are there. Your Don Giovanni's and things like that, the themes are there.
So definitely it's something that people can latch on to, and as well as the music. This is like your 11 o'clock aria, is that what we would say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I learned that last time when we did the podcast. I learned that from James Norman.
We don't call it the 11 o'clock aria. On Broadway, it's the 11 o'clock number.
Oh, 11 o'clock number.
Yeah. Yes.
See, I have a background in opera.
We know.
Everything is an aria to me. Okay. Well, let's hear you sing, Derek. This is you singing as Cole House Walker Jr. You're singing the song Make Them Hear You. Kevin Bilsma at the piano here on FM 91.
Go out and tell our story, let it echo far and wide, make them hear you, make them hear you. How justice was our battle, and how justice was denied, make them hear you. Them hear you and say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight that sometimes there are battles that are more than black or white, and I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear. Make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then, my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you. When they hear you, I'll be near you again.
baritone Derek Davis performing the role of Kohlhaas Walker Jr. It's from Ragtime from Toledo Opera. He sang Make Them Hear You, his 11 o'clock number that's happening at the Toledo Opera. It's happening Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. You can find more information at toledoopera.org or call them up, 419-255-7464. That's 419-255-SING. And Toledo Opera is a sponsor of programs on WGTE. As I understand it, Jim, tickets are going fast. So
tickets are going very quickly. We're very pleased. And I think that we did this not only for the show, but because we can get a new audience into the opera that maybe is more into musical theater. Maybe they'll come to the opera and see the production values and the type of talent that we bring in, and they'll go, oh, maybe I'll try an opera.
And they'll see, I think, that they're not that far apart from each
other.
They
really aren't. They really are not. Because we've taken some of the underscoring out, just that doesn't work when you don't have scene changes going on. But this is really just played through. Every number, if you look at the music, it says Segen 1, Segen 1. So, you know, the orchestra doesn't get much of a break. So it's pretty much like an opera.
Derek, you were here for I Dream several years ago. That was your introduction to Toledo?
It was. It was my first time here.
So how do you feel now coming back to Toledo?
Oh, I was so excited to come back. I mean, everything here is just done so incredibly excellently. I've been all over the country and all around the world, and I've performed with the best and the worst. And so when the best gives you an opportunity to come back, you jump.
Yeah. What about you, Raquel? Have you been in this part of the country before?
I have never been in this part of the country. This is my first time, and I love it here. I have to say, you know, I agree with Derek that, you know, we've all performed with all sorts of different companies, good or bad. And I have to say, from the moment that we started rehearsal, you know, and we heard the chorus and the ensemble, I was like, oh, my God. And then the principals opened their mouth, and you know, working with our wonderful conductor and Jim's direction, I mean, it really is first class, and I'm really grateful to be here.
Well, and I have to say that Toledo Opera is lucky to have especially these two, because Derek is currently on the national tour of Company, so we were able to get him an out for that contract for 2 weeks, so he's skipping two cities. Sorry, Company. But we have him. And Raquel just came off of Carlotta on Broadway in Phantom of the Opera, which I think I can say that in June she will go to Asia and start the international tour of Phantom as Carlotta. So we are very lucky to have this kind of talent come to Toledo Opera.
I was offered a contract for the touring production of Phantom years ago, decades ago. And I had an agent who had gotten me a lot of opera gigs, and so I had to give up one or the other. And I went with the opera, so I probably should have gone with the Broadway
world. Well, missed out. About it.
And Derek did the national tour of Phantom as the Phantom, so that's where I first saw him.
And we performed here, I believe, as well.
Yeah, at the Stranahan.
At the Stranahan.
Because I remember looking at him, because he's always, the Phantom's always in his tails, and I'm like, that man has the longest fingers I have ever seen. And I was because the Phantom uses his hands so much, I was just mesmerized. And they are very large fingers. Yeah,
it doesn't hurt that he's 7 foot tall.
Well, then there's that.
Well, Derek Davis, who's singing the role of Kohlhaas Walker Jr., and Raquel Suarez Grone, who's singing the role of the mother, also the director and artistic director of Toledo Opera, soon to be the head honcho.
General
Toledo
director,
Opera.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, soon to be head honcho, James Norman. We also have Kevin Bilsma playing piano for us. Kevin will be the incoming artistic director.
Correct, yes.
After Suzanne retires. This is happening April 19th at 7:30 p.m. That's a Friday night. And Sunday, April 21st at 2 o'clock p.m., and that is a matinee. You can find more information and get your tickets at toledoopera.org or call up the box office, 419-255-7464. And Toledo Opera is a sponsor of programs on WGTE. Now, I don't want you to think, Ernie, that I forgot you, because I didn't mention you before. But do you have any last words for us?
I think if you are able to get to see this production, you should do it. This is kind of a once in a lifetime event to my mind. I mean, it is a show that every single day that I have that I work on it just blows my mind. It is absolutely extraordinary. So you should go see it. And a production like this does not happen very often.
You say a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's like the eclipse.
It is. It is. And we actually started rehearsing just after the eclipse.
We did. Yeah. Several hours after the eclipse.
That's magical. Well, thanks to all of you for joining me today and talking about this great performance, Toy, 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 Break a Leg, whatever they say on Broadway.
That's what they say.
Okay. Then we're good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.